Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Yes, ma'am. It's 39211, but I don't have an account as of yet. I was just reading about your product, and I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm 66 years old, and I've had several back surgeries and several hernia repairs, and I have a serious ED problem. Will your product be able to help me?
I would recommend you to go to our website and get the ingredients and take it
yes,
to your
ma'am,
doctor.
That's why I'm... Okay. Oh, all right then, because I've read everything on the website. That's why I'm calling to find out if it would be of any use, because I've tried just about everything.
Yes, sir. I would recommend you go into your doctor since you've had a lot of things going on, and I'm pretty sure you're probably taking pain relievers to ease
the
pain.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And
yes, ma'am.
With those prescriptions being man-made and ours is considered herbal, they may get
mm-hmm.
along together or they may clash.
Okay.
So okay. I'm not a medical profession, so that's why
mm-hmm.
we advise our customers to go to their doctors.
Okay.
See if they're able to take it better. Based off of the ingredients and based off of the prescriptions that the customer's taking.
Oh, okay. One other question I didn't see. How much is your product?
It would be for the 14-day trial, the shipping and handling of $4.95 and $5.95, sir.
Okay. What's the $5 for?
Well, we have the testosterone. We have the male testosterone product, and we also have the nitric oxide.
Okay. Let's see. Now, the one I was reading was that Uriflex or whatever. Is that the name? How you pronounce it?
Let's see. The Neuroflex. Or the Erex effects.
Okay, that's how you pronounce it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, that one is
That would be the male testosterone product, which improves your strength and improves your stamina. Then the Pure Formax Ultra is a nitric oxide, which increases the blood flow.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. So I'll be getting two products then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Okay, then.
You got to have both. You got to have the blood and you got to have the stamina.
Yeah, man. Right now, I'm so daggone frustrated until. I have no idea. Okay. What else? Okay. How much you get with the 14-day trial?
It would be a 30-day supply. So with the 14-day trial, you just would have to cost within the 14 days. This is only if the doctor approves it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
That you would need to cost within the 14 days to let us mm-hmm. know if you wanted to continue or
mm-hmm.
if you want to cancel. And if you want to continue, we do offer discounts off of the original price.
Oh, okay.
To make the product
more
affordable. And we do offer extensions for during the 14 days. If you need more time, we offer 20-day extensions. And if you're out
mm-hmm.
of the trial period and you're receiving it month to month to month and you need to skip a month, we have
mm-hmm.
a 60-day hold where you could be receiving product every 2 months until your finances are caught up. Because the whole premise of this product is that you have to keep it in your body. And some customers will keep the 60-day hold. We'll keep the 60-day supply or the 30-day
mm-hmm.
supply with the 60 capsules. and they'll take one a day instead of two.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Depending on what their doctors advise them to do. And okay. if a customer runs low,
mm-hmm.
until the next shipment, we do ship out a free bottle to last them until mm-hmm. they get charged and the new product comes out.
Okay. Just slipping my. After the 14-day trial, how much is it?
At the 35% discount on today, it would be about $58 and some odd change.
Wow. So about, I would say about $60.
Close, yes, sir.
Okay, and you get 30 pills?
30 to 60 capsules.
Okay, 30 to 60.
30 would be one pill a day, uh-huh. and then for the 60 would be two pills a day.
Oh, okay. How do you determine if you get the one pill a day or the two pill a day?
Whichever one is on the bottle, it would say either 30 capsules or 60.
Oh, okay. But the price is still the same?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
And it's 100% herbal, and it's all natural.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference between that, Cialis, and Viagra?
Well, one's man-made, and one comes yeah. from herbs.
Okay.
Man-made has chemicals. It's made with chemicals mm-hmm. that you do not need to put in your body. And
okay.
with the herbal, things come more natural versus instant. Even though people want instant, but you getting the instant, it's just like, give you an example with coffee. When it comes to the instant coffee versus the regular coffee. Even though the regular mm-hmm. coffee, the instant is dehydrated, but it has to go through mm-hmm. a process in order to get to that dehydrated state. So there's added chemicals
right.
and added substances that are being thrown in
mm-hmm.
that to make that dehydrated versus
mm-hmm.
the coffee bean that gets grounded up to make the actual coffee. It's natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can sure taste a difference, too.
That, too.
Okay. So I'm glad you said discount. Okay. I was going to ask you if you all did military discount. Or do we have some for disabled vets? Because, you know, we on a fixed income.
I wish we did.
Oh, okay. But 35%, $60. Tell you what. How long does it take for it to work?
That all depends on the body. Everybody's body
right.
is different.
Oh, okay.
Some
okay.
people see immediate
so,
results, and some people will see, like, the maximum upon average. Some people will start seeing results within the 14 days, but some people are not hitting that percentile. So normally when it comes to herbal supplements, it takes about 60 to 90 days of consecutive and continuous use in order for
mm-hmm.
the consumer to see results. And that's the rule of thumb of any supplement. That includes the vitamin C, the melatonin. It takes about 60 to 90 days of consistent use in order for you to see a change.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, does that clash with Viagra Cialis?
It's not recommended. You either take one
right.
or the other.
Okay, and that's why... asking because the Cialis ain't working, the Viagra ain't doing too much, nothing, and that's why I was asking.
And
the only thing.
Go ahead.
No, I said the only thing I haven't tried is the shots and an implant. I ain't ready to be going that way.
my uncle had a problem with that, and he got a Viagra stuck in his throat, and he had a stiff neck for a couple of hours.
Lord Jesus. I ain't never heard. Oh, God. Now that's good. Is that true?
He really had a stiff neck for a couple of hours, and he's like, he's like, I know you're my niece. I know you don't want to hear this, but I took a Viagra. Now I got a stiff neck, and I was like, let me guess, it got stuck in your throat, didn't it? He's like, yeah, it did, and then suddenly it exploded inside my throat, and now I got a stiff neck.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm like, well, I've had that problem with capsules, you know, whenever the doctor gives you capsules and it doesn't go down all the way and it's stuck in the middle of the throat. And then after the capsule dissolves, it gets everywhere. The powder just stays in your throat, and that's all you taste for a good couple of hours until it goes down.
Yeah, I know, because I've had been stuck in my throat here lately. I take so many pills for so long until my body just does not want to take any more pills. And it gets hard to swallow them every thing sometimes. So, now, is this a capsule or a solid pill?
It's a capsule.
Oh, okay.
But for some people who don't like to take capsules, we recommend to put them in a smoothie.
Oh.
You're able to break them apart and put the powder in a smoothie. In order for it to work, you would need to take it 30 minutes to an hour before a workout or a session, because both of our products with our male enhancements goes good with exercising, you know, going to the gym.
Mm.
And then it also helps with behind closed doors deal. So it does both.
Okay. Well, I can't go to the gym or anything like that. I've had four surgeries on my back. Might as well say my back's been reconstructed. I got enough metal in me until I got to take a letter with me when I go to fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever it came to my mother, because she got both of her hips replaced. And she went to Disney World, and she forgot about her card in the car, and she was waiting in line forever, her and my stepfather were. And she got up to it, and she made the metal detector go off, and they were checking her with the metal detector. And she said, oh, I forgot to say, you know, that I've had two hip replacements. I'm all metal in my hips. And they're like, well, ma'am, do you have your card? Like, no, but I can show you the scar. And she started to raise her skirt up. And he's like, no, ma'am, just go. You're free to go. Just go.
You know, I was in Wisconsin. I live in Mississippi, but my mother lived in Milwaukee. And prior to her passing, my brother, he's also a retiree, military retiree. I am too. And I have a brother and sister in Milwaukee. So we were taking turns staying with my mother. And my brother would go stay a while, then I would go and stay a while. I got stuck up there because they had a big old blizzard. And I couldn't leave. I ended up staying there about a month or so. But, oh, boy, that was terrible. But anyway, when I was coming back, I was going through the detector, and I had a back brace on, and it's got about six or eight rods. And I told the folk when I got there that I'm wearing a brace. You know, they took me in the room and made me take all my clothes off, and I missed my flight.
I'm sorry.
And I told my mom, I said, now you know why I never come up here.
I'm sorry. I can't
bust it. Yeah, I hate Wisconsin. But I came back to Mississippi when I was about 13, 14 years old.
I really hate what vets go through. I was raised in a military home. I have all four branches in my family, which is the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force. And my grandfather was in the Air Force. He passed in 2016. My stepfather, my husband's father, was Navy. My nephew just got into the Marines.
I got all four branches in mind. My brother, myself, two uncles, and a cousin who was Tuskegee Airman. They buried him in Arlington. It was televised nationally. And Air Force. Got a cousin, two cousins I know, Navy. Nephew that's in the Marine. And I think had another cousin that was Navy. He passed away. He was cremated. We took his remains to Hawaii, and he got him. I forgot what you call it, but anyway, his ashes are there at Pearl Harbor. He was stationed at Pearl Harbor for a while when he was in the Navy. Now, here's the interesting thing: his son was at one time was Nike's top designer. A lot of shoes that's on the shelf and everything he designed. And when he started college, I don't know how he got into it, but he was the intern with Nike during the summer. So when he got ready to graduate, Nike offered him a job. And he took it. Oprah Winfrey's last show that she had primetime TV? Nike gave her a bunch of shoes. Most of those shoes that Nike gave her were ones that he designed. And he was in his early 20s when he started working for Nike. Then they gave him some accounts for Major League Baseball teams and a couple NBA teams. But he's no longer with Nike. I forgot where he is now. But he went to Italy and got married when he was 26. So let's see. Yeah, we got all right. And one in the Coast Guard.
Yep. So my family is in the Coast Guard. They're all in the main branches. Because when it came to my father, my father was not only in the Army, he was also a sergeant major, and he was also a sniper.
Oh, really?
He was a sniper, and my grandfather was a rank above my father, which is my dad's father. My grandfather was in the Air Force. My stepfather and my husband's father was in the Navy, and my grandfather was on my mom's side, was in the Air Force. And now my nephew is going into the Marines, and he just graduated high school. He's got a 4.5 GPA, and the Marines have been after him since his eighth grade year.
Really? Tell him to take advantage of educational service. Go to the education office and take classes, and let the Marine Corps pay for his degree. Because I don't know what they're doing now, but when I retired, tuition assistance and when the Air Force was, they paid 75% of your tuition. And if you were from E1 to E4, when you hit E5 to E9, they paid 90% of your tuition. And I started out as a cop. I was a ramp rat. And I was in Italy, and the squadron was so corrupt I had to get out of there, and there was not one African American security policeman that got out of there that didn't lose a stripe or they didn't put out. I was the only one to get out of security police in Italy and keep my stripes. And they want to know how I did it. I said, I used my head and not my mouth. I was telling the shrink that how corrupt they were. And I said, I can't stand this place. I got to get out of cops. I don't want to carry a gun. And so because I went in there and told him the truth, he said, okay, I'm going to help you. So he kept decertifying me, which meant I couldn't work around nukes. Then after that, they told him, okay, well, and he recommended retraining, retaining service and retrain. And I was looking at what I wanted to do when I get out. So I said, okay, well, heat and air conditioned refrigeration, that's one of the top 10 career fields in the country. So that's what I signed up for. But at that time, the Air Force had them separate. You had heating with one career field, and air conditioning and refrigeration was another. I ended up in heating. So then I got medically decertified from that, of being around asbestos and all that stuff. I developed restrictive airway disease. And at one time they thought I might have had that asbestos poisoning, but I had to get out of there because I had a first asthma attack when I was 34 years old. And I said, ain't no way, how'd you get asthma? It happened because of that. So I ended up in education services. And I was sitting there one day, and this chief master sergeant, he's E9, that's the highest enlisted rank you can get, came in with 30 years in service and was ready, wanted to get out. And the Air Force is the only branch of service that has an accredited college, community college of the Air Force. And he wanted to get his associate degree, brought all the certificates in. I said, okay, well, you still need 30 semester hours of general education. And he didn't have enough time to do it. I said, well, take the CLEP generals. There's 5 CLEP exams. If he passed them, that would give him his 30 semester hours, and he would have gotten his associate degree. But what's it, English, social science, speech, management, and math. And then you get 6 semester hours credit for each one of those CLEP exams that you pass. When you're active duty, they're free. But once you're out active duty, I think dependents, they won't charge you like $50 a pop. And some schools, they will take, I've seen some schools take up to 60 semester hours of CLEP credit and some 45, but it just depends on the school where they will accept their credit. So tell him to go. And once he gets his degree, just go, keep on going. A friend of mine got his doctorate while he was on active duty.
Oh, wow.
So I got to grad school, and then the Desert Storm broke out. Same day Desert Storm broke out, my father passed. So I got 2 phone calls. One told me I was going to Dover, Delaware. When I got there, they would tell me where I was going from there. So they called me back in the security police because I had combat training. So, but I never ended up at Dover. The church I was going to, they prayed hard. But I stayed in California and assisted with shelters for returning troops or whatever, because they were looking for Saddam to just put a massive chemical attack. And we were waiting because they told us to order so many body bags. We set up shelters for wounded and disabled troops and those who had passed away and killed in action. So I ran a shelter. But
yes, sir. I really would hate to cut you off, but my supervisor says that I've been on this call for too long, so I'm gonna have to.
Oh, okay. I understand. Well, thank you, and tell your relatives, tell them I said thank you for the service.
Yes, sir, and I thank you for your service as well, sir.
Okay, and thank you for answering my question.
It's not a problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
And thank you for calling customer support.